The Taoiseach has said he will pursue social media companies after being targeted by another round of fake ads. In December of last year, Micheál Martin was granted a High Court order compelling Google to hand over the details of people placing fake ads, which linked him to a cryptocurrency scam. For more, we can talk to Adrian Weckler, who's the technology editor with the Irish and Sunday Independent. Adrian, will you tell us about these ads? Where do they appear and what do they say?
They typically appear on social media sites like X or YouTube or Instagram or Facebook. And anyone listening now will probably be familiar with the concept. You see an ad that, which looks like it has a prominent politician, Irish politician, and maybe a prominent broadcaster. And it seems to be an interview where someone is admitting a secret. And if you click through to the ad, or if you click through to the article, it will tell you more about how to get rich using cryptocurrency or something else of that like. And they're becoming alarmingly common. Organizations like the Bank of Ireland warning that they're seeing a rise in it. Politicians like Micheál Martin, Leo Varadkar, Eamon Ryan have all fallen victim to them in recent months, as have broadcasters like Patrick Keilty, Colette Fitzpatrick. So it's quite a common thing.
As you say, the ads are increasingly prevalent. I mean, a couple of minutes on Instagram or Facebook and you're likely to come across one or two. Why do people place them? Is there any evidence that the public are falling for this scam?
There is some evidence insofar as a lot of these ads are clicked. It costs money to place these ads, up to 7 cents per click. So they are obviously working. In some cases, the victim will go all the way down the rabbit hole of the websites and will ultimately be defrauded or will be encouraged to invest in a fake cryptocurrency project. And I mean, I'm aware of one or two people who have fallen victim to that. In other milder cases, the process might ask you to log in using your social media account. That might be a Google login, for example, and that leaves you open to things like phishing attacks where they try to spam you with email or maybe even text messages. So the evidence is there that these, you know, crime pays in this instance because the scammers are actually paying for these ads.
Micheál Martin did get a High Court order last year compelling Google to hand over details of people placing these ads. Do we know what happened afterwards?
Yeah, well, so what Micheál Martin has been saying essentially is that this problem has not abated at all. He got as a court order. He said that they are perusing, he and his legal team are perusing that information. What they're after is the names of the accounts and contact details and any details they can find of people who are seeing these scam ads. But with the greatest of respect, it's whack-a-mole, to be honest. A lot of these accounts originate in Asia, in Russia, in former Soviet republics, and they pop up as soon as they are quashed. I mean, the big tech companies will tell you that they're doing what they can, that when they are alerted to these scam ads, that they will suspend the accounts or banish the accounts. But then more will just pop up literally the next day. So it's very hard to see how this is going to improve in the short term.
We're a couple of months away from local and European elections. In fact, pretty much wherever you look in the world this year, there's likely to be an election. How big a concern are fake political ads?
Huge, absolutely huge. So we all saw a few months ago where President Joe Biden was subject to a deepfake robocall. This was around Super Tuesday in the primaries, where a robocall went out allegedly using his voice or faking his voice, urging people not to go and vote in the election to try and disrupt that vote. We've also seen deepfakes now pop up with Irish politicians, a deepfake meaning a synthetic or a manipulated video, a video that isn't of the person it's claiming to be, but it, very, very easy to mock up and place. And, you know, it's so easy to make these videos that the incentive is there, that there's no political party that isn't really, really worried about this.
Adrian, thank you very much. Adrian Weckler there of the Irish Independent.